anybody? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That person sitting next to you represents Jesus. Do you agree? Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Thank you for drawing us again and again to your presence. Even when we stray, you draw us close. Father, we are grateful. Lord, we have come into your presence again because you have drawn us. We declare we will not live here the same. Our hearts will be set on fire again for you. Thank you because your word will bear fruit in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is sweet. Isn't God sweet? Praise God. Celebrate Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Our God is just good. I'd like to appreciate my papa and mama in the house. Hallelujah. I have to celebrate them. Hallelujah. For the privilege of standing to feed the lost sheep. Hallelujah. It's not a small something. Praise God. Jesus Christ asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Peter said, Lord, you know all things that I love you. I've asked him first time, second time, third time. He said, Lord, you know all things. He said, if you love me, what? Feed my sheep. That's a high calling. Hallelujah. And I thank the Holy Ghost for giving me this platform as well. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, without the Holy Ghost, we are nothing. Do you agree with me? We can't make it. Life is too tough. So the Holy Ghost is the sweetener, hallelujah, that makes it easy. He's the one always drawing us close to himself. Even when you want to stray, he will just find a way to draw you close. Hallelujah. They call him the Paracletos. That means somebody that is called alongside to help you. The Holy Ghost helps. Have you experienced his help in your life? He helps. Like, I don't mean that kind of, you know, tangible help. You know that I could not do this. I called on the Holy Ghost to help me, and he helped me. Hallelujah. That's how I was. So about 2 weeks ago, I just got a call from one of these universities in Lagos. You all know it, Lagos Business School. I got a call that I should come and do a workshop. You know, is it me you people are calling? I just want to do a workshop. And I will, you know, after I got there, I saw the kind of people they put there, professor. When I saw professor inside the class, I was supposed to do a workshop. You know that you call the Holy Spirit for help. You know you have to call. I said, Holy Ghost, like Moses, Lord, you know I cannot talk. Please help me before I will shame my whole generation. You see, the Holy Ghost, when we talk about the help of the Holy Spirit, it's not only in spiritual things. Even in your office, anywhere he can help you. Praise God. And I say, Holy Ghost, help me. When you're sincerely finished, in that kind of institution, they gave me vote of thanks. As in me, I could not, the way you step outside yourself like this. They gave me vote of thanks. After like 2 days later, they called that, how much should we pay you? You see, but I have sense. You don't charge those kind of people money. I said, I am very honored to partner with a great institution like this. I want them to be calling me again and again. Praise God. They were so blown away. Maybe they've not seen that type of thing before. They gave me a full brochure. They said, Jethro, any course you want, any program, we'll give you scholarship free. Anyone. Hallelujah. But you and I know that it was not me, Abby. It was the Holy Spirit. He helps. Even I say, in every area he will help. Dear married man, he can help you. He can help that situation. Hallelujah. Yesterday I annoyed my wife. I annoyed my wife yesterday. She was angry with me. As I was busy trying to pray and worship, Holy Ghost stopped me. See, Holy Ghost said, he's a God of justice. He stopped me as I was, Lord, I was worshiping and praying. He said, Jethro, your wife is not happy. Go and attend to your wife. Hey. I said, Lord, are we not worshiping here? He said, go attend to your wife. And I didn't know, you're doing this. Holy Spirit just told me what to do. See her nail, just touch her nail and be scratching it for her. Sorry, my baby, I'm sorry, forgive me. But I need to teach married men something. That's how the quarrel ended, though. Hallelujah. It's a good one, Abby. Praise God. It can be, see, the Holy Ghost can help you. The problem is that we are too smart. And the Bible says that I have said that in quietness and rest shall be your strength. He said, but you said, no, we will flee on horses. God said, therefore shall you flee and your pursuers be swifter than you. So I know that you are smart, but calm down. Rely on the Holy Ghost. I know that you have money, but calm down. He said that God has blessed, God said, command those who are rich in this world not to trust in their riches, but in what? In God, who richly provides us. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is available unto everybody that we call upon him. That business will thrive if you can bring the Holy Ghost inside. That your job, you will do better. Oh my goodness. Me, I know my weakness, so that's why I rely so much on the Holy Ghost. So when I get to the office, I'm like a superstar. Now lie, I'll go to the toilet, I'll go and kabash. Before I go to my God's office, I'll go to the toilet. Lord, you know, because I don't have my own power. When I go out there, I'm shining. They don't know that I'm doing some concussion somewhere. Hallelujah. Will you invite the Holy Ghost to help you? Hallelujah. So tonight we'll just talk about, praise Jesus. Tonight we'll talk about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The power in the blood of Jesus. Who believes that there's power in the blood of Jesus? Who believes so? There's so much power in the blood of Jesus. There's so much power. And God has been leading me to study about the blood of Jesus for a while now. Have you stopped to wonder that the blood of Christ was spilled over 2,000 years ago? It has still never finished. Have you thought about it? I know it sounds, it's Jesus now. There's endless supply. There's a fountain from, they call it the vein of Emmanuel. Hallelujah. It is flowing constantly. It's an endless supply. That blood never finishes. That blood never expires. Do you know that blood expires? Oh, yes, blood expires. I read the story from Bishop Dark's book. And he said that there was a night that his friend, his very close friend, he's a doctor, by the way, his very close friend was, you know, rushed to the hospital that he was in. So they brought his friend there, and the guy was dying. So that night, they went from one blood bank to another. The guy's blood group was a very, very rare one. So they didn't see the blood. See, when he got to one hospital and he saw blood on the table, he said, this is not blood. Let's be. They said, no. He said, this blood is already expired. No, but it's still red. It's expired. That blood on its own has power. There's potency in normal human blood. There's potency inside. He said, but human blood can expire. But the blood of Jesus Christ, for over 2,000 years, it has not expired. Hallelujah. He's still cleansing sinners. Jesus, please help me. He's still cleansing you and I continuously. Look at 1 John 1:7. DJ, help me. 1 John 1:7. See, the blood is, I will teach you. Praise God. 1 John 1:7. DJ, help me quickly. He said, look at this. Say, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Look at this. And the what? Blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins. I want to ask a question. Who was this letter written to? Believers or unbelievers? Who was this letter? Who was this Bible? Who was it written to? Believers or unbelievers? So did you see that word? Cleanseth. They call this one present continuous, Abby. English people. They call it present. That means it is not in the past. It is not just an event. It's something that happens. Hallelujah. DJ, put up that picture for me that I sent you. Put up that picture. Let me show you something. See, when we remain cocooned, when we remain constantly in the presence of Jesus, all right? When we remain, this is how we are. Now, these are pebbles. You know pebbles. Pebbles under running water, like a stream or something. You see how clear and fine they are. They are clear and fine because the water is constantly running through. And that's how the blood of Christ washes us. Let me tell you, the sin of omission is more than the sin of commission. I hope you are aware. There are many sins that you are committing. You are sinning past. Some of you are sinning past second billing. You don't even know. You know, maybe after a while that you maybe go to God, maybe you go and examine yourself. God begin to show you, you did that thing. You said that, hey, I didn't even know. And the reason why you didn't die is because you are in the light. Praise God. The blood is flowing and washing you constantly. The blood has not lost its potency or its power to cleanse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can actually apply that blood. And if there's anybody, you have any weakness, I will show you very soon. You have any weakness that you are dealing with, any habit, faith in the blood can break it. I will show you soon. Hallelujah. Endless supply. So the blood still gives victory. Hallelujah. The blood still gives victory. The blood cleanses our consciences from dead works so we can serve God. Hebrews 9:14. It cleanses us from dead works so we can serve God. Think how you were before you got born again. Think how you were. Some days ago, I was just trying to remember all the sins I've been committing before I got born again. I know that even God has forgotten. You know God has forgotten. So I didn't want to think, so I will not remind God, you know. But I was just trying to think of all those sins. All those sins have all been washed. Can you imagine? Think of those. See that money you stole that day? It's been washed. God cannot remember it. That is the power of the blood. Hallelujah. In Revelations, John said that he saw a lot of people and he asked them, that's in Revelations 7 verse 14. And he asked the elder with him, that, who are these? He said, these are the ones who have made their garments white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Look at this. He said, thou knowest. See, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The reason why you can stand, you can come into God's presence. You enjoy God. You fellowship with God. You have interaction with God because of the blood of Christ, nothing else. Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus. And I want us to esteem that blood. Hallelujah. Esteem that blood like we ought to. Because when you do, there will be so much power and resource will be released unto you. Hallelujah. The blood still has power to heal. Oh yeah. The blood still has power to heal. 1 Peter 2:24. The blood still has power to heal. Hallelujah. You see, God has given us, I was thinking yesterday, God has given us so much arsenal, so much tools, so much weapons, so that we can survive, so that we can enjoy life. We have the Bible, hallelujah, the word of God. We have prayer, right? We have prayer, we have fasting. We have testimony, what we say, the kind of things that we say. And we have the blood of Jesus. God has given us so many things. But you know what? If you don't use them, nothing will happen. If you don't pray, there's so much power in prayer. Hope you know that. Prayer changes things, eh? Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. This prayer that married women are praying, men were feeling it too. I mean, married men, are you not feeling the prayer? There are some things that happen. I cannot tell my wife this one, Sha. Because there are some things that happen. I know that it's my wife's prayer. Some things that don't come near me. I cannot talk too much. Praise the Lord Jesus. But it's prayer. Hallelujah. There's so much power in prayer. If you don't use it, if you don't activate it, you will not enjoy it. There's so much power locked up in the blood of Jesus. If you don't understand and apply it, you will not enjoy it. And my job tonight is to help you. Hallelujah. So how can we relate with the blood of Christ? How do we relate with the blood? So we can receive the blessing. Romans 3:25. Let's see that. The first way is to have faith in the blood. Romans 3:25. See this. He said, please give me NIV. NIV. Okay, God, look at this. Say, God presented, look at this, guys. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood. To be received by what? So, your atonement, all right, and all the other benefits of the forgiveness of your sins is linked to your receiving and believing and putting your faith in that blood. Hallelujah. to be received by what? By faith. So the blood of Christ means something. The blood of Christ has given us forgiveness of sins. Not just sins. Has given us prosperity. Hallelujah. Has given us healing. Has given us health, favor. Hallelujah. That's what the blood represents. But you can only benefit from it when you receive it by faith. Hallelujah. So you need to expect miracles when you apply the blood. When you plead the blood. I'll talk about pleading the blood very soon. You need to expect miracle when you plead the blood. Have faith in that blood. You say, have faith in that blood. You say, by faith in the blood. So believe that when you call upon that blood, something can happen. When you speak about that blood, when you cover yourself with that blood, something will really happen. Hallelujah. The second way to relate to that blood is to honor that blood. Hallelujah. Honor it. Hey guys, let me say this. Don't be a profane person. You see, a profane person is a person that has no regard for spiritual things. So, you know when you hear people say, oh, maybe out of exclamation, blood of Jesus, blood of God. Have you heard it before? You don't become joke. Eh. You see the problem, when you say it anyhow, all right? You see, you're not attaching the level of importance you should. So when you need to apply it, you cannot have full faith in it. Because you have messed up. You have already made a mockery of it. You see, that's why, when you hear people just call Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, anyhow. If you are saying it because of, you are calling that name for something to happen or to, it's fine. But if it's just exclamation, oh, Jesus, just like that. You see, you are making a mockery of something so sacred as the name and the blood of Jesus. I've heard of something called the curse of a liar. The curse of a liar, a person who is a liar. You see, the problem with a liar, his own cause is that, Pastor K has thought of, he cannot have faith. You know why? He has made a mockery of words. And faith comes by words. So because you have made a mockery, I just play in a person, they follow, and I just blow the line, I play at the play. When God speaks to you, you cannot believe it. Because in your mind, maybe God not this show. Maybe God a liar. You may not say it out, but you'll be having doubts because you have made a mockery of words. So you must honor the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. I see some people during service. If you check now, there may be some people in the toilet now. Now toilet is those days when toilet had AC and everything. During service, you will see some people, you'll be wondering, what's going on here? It's called profanity. During service, people are outside. That's when some people will stand there during prayer and worship, they are moving up and down. Mr. Chukos called me last week. He said, Jethro, what's happening? Is there any revelation? I noticed that you don't stay at the back again. You just come to the front. Is there anything? I said, no. You say, is there any revelation? Show me. I said, yes, there's revelation. I have found out that I want to be part of the service. You are looking outside, just standing outside. You are not praising. You are not worshiping. You just come and No, I came to minister unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So some people, that during service, they are milling around. Or you carry your phone, you are chatting, you are missing out. See, that is profanity. Hallelujah. Somebody get missed call. Some people are quiet. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't be a profane person. You must honor the blood of Christ. Please run from matter ministry. I know that sometimes you are genuinely busy. Sometimes we can be genuinely, as leaders. Genuinely busy, please run from matter ministry. If you need to set up, you need to ensure that things are running, be part of what God is doing in the house. Hallelujah. The third way to relate to the blood is to recognize the blood. Let's see 1 Corinthians 10:16. To recognize the blood when you see it. 1 Corinthians 10:16. Look at this. It said, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion? Please give me NIV. Sorry. Give me NIV. It said, it's not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ. And it's not the bread that we break. Look at this, guys. A participation in the body of Christ. This communion that we do here, this wine and this bread, or whether you call it tasty time. Somebody was angry one time that she drank the communion. It was tasty time. So from that day, she says she's not drinking again. So that's your problem. Tasty time. Tasty time. Hallelujah. This represents the body and the blood of Christ. You must recognize it. Jesus said, he said, this is my body. Let's quickly turn there. Mark 14:22. He said, this is my body. Mark 14:22. Okay. You see, and they did. Jesus took bread and blessed and break it, and gave to them and said, take, eat. This is my body. Next verse. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, and they all drank of it. Luke 22 says that do this often in remembrance of what? Of me. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, see, when you do this, you announce the death of Christ until he comes. You know what that means? You are proclaiming that Christ, you died for me. My body can never be broken. My body cannot be broken by sickness or diseases. I can never see poverty. I can never see evil. That's what you are doing. You are proclaiming the death of Jesus. And as you are proclaiming the death, the blessings of that death is coming into your life. That's why we do it. You are not doing that because some of us are hungry. No. We are doing it because we recognize that it's the body of Christ. I heard somebody say last week that she doesn't take, it doesn't take because they feel unworthy. Oh, yes. You see, but if you read the whole 1 Corinthians, you will see that Paul was talking about unworthiness because they will come to communion. Then they do communion like love feasts, you know. They will eat bread, you know, agege bread. They will break it and eat it with wine. Some people were getting drunk. I can't understand how that works inside church. Some people were getting drunk inside church. And some people will drink down the hungry and sins. They say, let me go drink in the house of the Lord. Some were getting drunk inside church. So Paul was telling them, if you don't recognize that this bread and this wine is the body of Christ, you are taking it anyhow, it will harm you. So she was saying that, the reason why she's not taking, she doesn't feel worthy, maybe you have 1 week, maybe she has 1 weakness or 1 habit. That's the more reason why you should even participate. You say, Lord, I know that I messed up, or I did this, I did that, but I am partaking of this so that I can receive healing from these habits. Hallelujah. I am partaking of it so I can receive strength over this temptation. Hallelujah. Praise God. So nobody is excused. Hallelujah. You must recognize it. Next one is you must plead the blood. I'm going to harp on this. Let's see Revelation 12:11. You must plead the blood. Plead is a legal term. Hallelujah. It's a legal term. Plead simply means to state your case before God. Hallelujah. Or before a judge, rather. To state your case. To state your defense. Now, when you're going to state your case in a court of law, you must be able to state your case based on a legal right that you have. Hallelujah. You can't just state your case without any foundation. You must know that you have a legal right. So that means you must understand all that the blood, all that the death and the resurrection of Christ has released unto you. Hallelujah. Then you can begin to plead the blood. Hallelujah. When you plead the blood, you enforce your God-given right and authority. Hallelujah. When you plead the blood of Jesus, what you are simply doing, you are enforcing your God-given right and authority. Hallelujah. You are taking the power and authority that God has given to you, and you are putting it to work on your behalf. Hallelujah. So you must plead the blood with confidence and with boldness. So when situation comes against you, you will stand and say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over this circumstance. Hallelujah. There are some things that the blood can do that nothing else can do. There are some realms that the blood will need to take you over. Hallelujah. I was reading a story by Kenneth Copeland, and he was sharing that some people were trying to cast out a demon from a woman who was a witch. So as they were trying to cast out, nothing was happening. One brother who was at the back, not really involved in the whole whatever, but he was just at the back. The woman just looked at him and started running towards him. And he said that the brother just said, "I plead the blood of Jesus." And the next thing, the woman stopped in her tracks. She closed her ear and she was screaming, "Not the blood, not the blood." When all the people trying to cast out him on her head, "Not the blood," they all gathered, they began to plead blood. They bathed with blood that day. Hallelujah. In less than 15 minutes, the demon ran away. If you see, you pour the whole blood you have. Hallelujah. There's so much power in the blood of Christ. The Bible says that, and they overcame him by the what? Blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and what? By the word of their testimony. And how did they use the blood to overcome? They pleaded the blood. Hallelujah. Because there's so much power, you must recognize it. And you can speak, you can plead the blood over your family. You can plead the blood. Hallelujah. Over your children, you can plead the blood. Hallelujah. Over that situation, over your business, you can stand from the place of authority and you can plead the blood. That's because you have legal right. Hallelujah. So don't allow things just happen like that. Oh, my wife called me today. I just say, "I plead the blood over that situation. It is done." Hallelujah. You plead the blood. He overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. There's power in the blood. Hallelujah. Over your health, you plead the blood. You plead the blood. Don't allow things happen. Don't allow life happen to you. Praise God. We happen to life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't allow life happen to you. Happen to life. You stand strong with boldness, with confidence. As Christians, we have authority. Are you aware? We have authority. We have authority. I saw one article about a woman who was talking about her grandchild, that from a very young age, okay, the little girl was having angelic, appearances. So she'd just be looking up and see, before she could talk very well, that she'd seen some little birds. So they began to suspect that maybe she's seeing things. When she was like 3-4 years old, that she began to cry. Something just be crying that she's seen bad birds or so, making her scared. So they called the grandmother who was more spiritual. And I want to ask her, how do those things look like? And the little girl said that they are dressed in black. Oh, okay. So it's a demon trying to torment her. You see, but she now says something, that there's no small Holy Ghost or big Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost in a child who is born again is the same Holy Ghost in you and I. She tells the little girl, when she sees those things again, she should command them in the name of Jesus to go. And they taught the little girl, around 2 a.m., they heard the little girl screaming. When the parents ran to the room, she was standing on top of the bed and she was telling the demons, "Get out, bad demon, get out, bad bed or so, get out." And she was not laughing. When they was calm, she told her parents, "I told the bad angels to go," and they went. Hallelujah. Yeah, bad angel. See, I told the bad angels to go and they went. We have authority. Hallelujah. You don't have to feel like it. You don't have to, feel, "Oh, yes." If you know that sometimes that is sometimes you can won't feel as if you are very, very, very spiritual. And you will not. But those days where you just feel naughty, that's when miracles begin to happen. Hallelujah. So I need you to stand in your place of authority. This year, God has promised us that we'll be what? Unlimited. Hallelujah. Unlimited. That means you can face that situation. You can face that situation and you can plead the blood over it and you will see victory. You must see victory. You must see a change. Hallelujah. So this year is not the year that we'll come back defeated. No. There must be a way. Hallelujah. We must see a change. Praise Jesus. I want to give somebody an opportunity here to plead the blood over situations. If there are situations that you have been battling with, hallelujah. If you are here, you have been battling situations. Let's rise upon our feet this evening. We're going to plead the blood over those situations. If it's in your family, you're going to plead the blood over your family. If it's your children, if your children are behaving in some funny, funny ways, you can plead the blood over them. You can speak words over them. You can plead the blood of Christ over them and things will begin to happen. Things will begin to happen. Things will begin to happen. There will be changes. Begin to plead the blood of Christ. Plead the blood of Christ over your family, over your business, over your children. Plead the blood of Jesus over your health. Over your health, you have legal rights. Plead the blood of Christ. Over your finances, plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Plead the blood of Christ. Speak over that situation. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children, over my health. I receive life in me. I receive strength. I will not be sick. I am healed from every pain, from every disease. I am healed by the blood of Jesus. I cover myself, my entire family, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Oh Lord, we plead your blood. 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 We have victory. We have victory. We have victory. We have victory. We have victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody celebrate Jesus this evening.
Said that blood is what qualifies you to approach the throne of God. Hallelujah. That blood is what qualifies you. As he mentioned, because of that blood, God doesn't see you as you. He sees you as Christ. The reason is because that blood has actually qualified you to now be in Christ. Hallelujah. So the way Jesus will command situations is how you can command situations. Are you here, somebody? When you have a revelation of what that blood has done. Hallelujah. I saw a post on Instagram, you know. Somebody was saying, you know, is it Muslims that we go to heaven? Is it Christians that we go to heaven? Is it? See, the blood is what settles the matter. It's very simple. The wages of sin is death. You can't bath away sin with water. I get what I'm saying? Only one thing can pay for sin. And it is the shedding of blood, which is death. And since they didn't want you to die, they brought someone to shed his ever-flowing blood for me and you. Hallelujah. And why didn't they just bring anybody to come and die? They could have brought anybody around, just maybe it's just blood. No, no, no. They needed the blood that had no sin inside. They couldn't find any human one. Are you here, somebody? Because every other blood came from Adam. So, apart from the sin it was committing, it even inherited sin from where it was coming from. So they found the blood that had no human connection. That's why Mary didn't sleep with anybody. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because there are many Christians that don't even understand why Christianity, why Jesus is the way. They don't understand. They think there are many ways to the market. Not this market. Somebody get what I'm saying, sir? No other prophet or savior can tell you he's still alive. They don't even claim it. Only one still says that he's alive till today. Only one. Hallelujah. No other person dare claim it. No other person dare claim that he was without sin. Never. Nobody can claim it. But it was clearly stated that he was tempted at all points, yet without sin. I'm trying to show you what makes the blood special. So that it's not just the blood of another human being. Anybody could have died. If it was just blood, anybody can volunteer and die. Ah, people that join army, hope you know they volunteer to die for you. That's what they're doing. Oh, you don't understand? People that join police, They have volunteered that they are dying for you. People that do SSS for security for presidents, when they shoot gun, they take the gun. I don't know if you understand something. Those people have volunteered to die, but that's not salvation. You understand what I'm saying? The thing that makes this blood special is that, number one, where it came from, it wasn't connected to sin. Me and you, we came from Adam. Adam is our great-grandfather. Adam committed sin, so that sin has been flowing from generation to generation. Secondly, even when we came, apart from Adam's own, all of us accrued some sin here by ourselves. But this Jesus, where he came from, he didn't come from any man. That's why the Holy Ghost was the one that entered Mary. There was a reason, because if it was a human being that gave birth to him, he would collect Adam's blood. He can't collect it. So it came from Holy Ghost direct. If you know anything about biology, it's men that donate the whatever for pregnancy. Women can receive it. So he didn't come from human blood. Then while he was here, he was tempted at all points. DJ, put it up. Yet without what? Sin. I'm telling you what makes this blood. It's not just another blood. It's not a blood in blood bank. Look at it. It was now, for we have not a high priest cannot be touched with him, but was in all points what? Tempted like us, yet what? So this blood is the only blood that qualifies to cleanse us from our righteousness. It's the only blood. It's the only pure blood. Every other blood is stained. Every other blood is contaminated. Somebody get what I'm saying? This is the only blood without sin. And when it washes you, guess what? You too, in the eyes of God, become without sin. That's what he was trying to explain. Hallelujah. In the eyes of God, you become without sin because you are like being washed with that blood. So every time the devil wants to accuse you, they will show him that the blood has made this one clean. Hallelujah. He has made it clean. Any punishment you want to give this guy, somebody has already what? Paid. So it means you have no judgment, no punishment, no debt being accrued to your account. Somebody get what I'm saying? So that's what makes Christianity different. It's because of how we are saved. It's because of how we are saved. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. It's worthy of celebrating if you understand what I'm saying. It's worthy of celebrating. Hallelujah. And that's why he said we should do this often. To remember. That's what the communion is principally first about. So don't be among those that say, oh, you see, I'm not feeling holy. That's why I can't take communion. No, that's why you have to take communion. If you're a born again Christian, that's why. Because it's to remind you that somebody's body was broken so that your own body will never be broken. Somebody's blood was shed so that your own blood will never be shed. Are you here, somebody? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you appreciate God for sending his son to shed his blood? To shed his blood. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's such great news. That's such great news. That's why we can approach God without any sense of guilt. Any sense of inferiority. We can approach God. He was tempted at all points. Yet, without sin. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I know this Easter season. It's a good time to remember the blood. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's just lift our hands and just thank him for shedding his blood for me and you. Stainless, sinless blood. No sin, not even one dot of sin in that blood. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Stainless, sinless blood. Come on, appreciate him. O mandre de bosaka. Jete babrodei sataba. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands towards the communion table tonight.